You know what I find so interesting is how people pay attention differently when you really, really want to be with someone, when there's someone you're really attracted to. Like, I was talking to my friend Kim about it, and she was telling me that her friend Colleen has a roommate, and she was saying that when she really, really likes a guy, she can become aware of certain things. First, she can become aware of the rhythm of her breathing and the beating of her heart and the sound of the man's voice. So as she continues to be aware of all these things, one particular feature of his face begins to rivet her attention. So as she continues to look at that feature, she becomes more and more fascinated, more and more enraptured, more and more totally taken with the connection that's taking place. And as she continues to be aware of all these things, the other sounds in the room, the feeling of her feet and her shoes, and that sense of growing, growing focus, it's like the deep, rich warmth of his voice begins to wrap itself around her. So as her heart begins to pound with the excitement of that, and her breathing begins to come more quickly, it's like that warmth begins to heat up into a fire, spreading through her chest, spreading everywhere she wants it to go. And it's almost like she wants to create an opening for this person, an opening that allows that excitement and that deep, rich warmth to penetrate her thoughts. An opening that can cause her to come over and over again to the conclusion that there's something she wants deep, deep inside. So as she continues to have all these thoughts, she says that sometimes she's not even aware why you can't help yourself. Why it's like all these thoughts are like a rush, a flood of feelings that just go flooding all through her and make her ready for something that she knows you just have to have tonight.